Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And as you know, many of our shows are about consciousness and personal development. And in that line, this show is not about consciousness, it's about conscientiousness. Are you conscientious enough about your well-being? The wholeness of mind, body, spirit. And we're going to talk about an opportunity to enhance that, to bring it all together. And we have to be conscientious about our bodies and our minds and our brains. We even need brain food. We need opportunities to nourish ourselves in ways that allow us to be fully present and active and effective and all those many wonderful traits that we aspire to. And to help us do that, I have a wonderful guest, a good friend of mine on the show, and he's somebody I look up to for answering questions about our wholeness. And that's Roland Thomas. Roland, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you very much. Thank you for the introduction. And the topic, I hope we stick around consciousness throughout the topic, because as above, as below, and our physical body, our physical energy, if it's good, we're going to have better consciousness. And if we have better consciousness, we're going to have a better physical body, or we will care more.
Right.
So,
and one of your credentials in life is you are a naturopathic doctor. You are somebody who really understands the science of nature and of our bodies and how to bring it together. And I've seen you talk about a lot of different subjects, and I'm always excited about answers that you have.
And thank you.
Sure.
Well, I really, I don't like names and, you know, letters after your name and so forth, but naturopath I enjoy because it means the path of nature, and I hope there is no other path, really, you know. Anything else is a kind of a concoction, you know. We're all naturopath. We're all on the path of nature, and that's what I try to remind myself and teach, or remind my friends and my family and my clients, really, and push them towards remembering where we come from and the simplicity of being on a closer to nature path.
Right, and you found opportunities along the way. One in particular, when you met a man named Dr. Michael Kerriak. And he's somebody who I met before I met you. And I was very astonished by what he had to tell me and talk about. And that's helped me a lot in my life. And then getting to know you has helped even more, because you bring it all into context. It's one thing to have tools. It's another thing to use them together. And you're a role model, too, because you're also an athlete. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, first of all, meeting you is helping me to be more whole, because I tend to fall in the physical model too frequently, in a bio, you know, energetic, healthy physical body. And, you know, I'm a bit of a yogi and meditator, and I do Qigong. But when I speak with you, often you remind me of a bigger picture, you know, of that higher consciousness that can make who you are more powerfully than sometimes the physical aspect. So I'm an athlete in that. Well, I like to say I'm an athlete. I'm not a super athlete. I'm not a medal Olympian. I run marathon, and so as you do. And lately, I run more half marathon, because they're less devastating, and you still get the nice group running and the practices between the various races, and the elation of starting a run with 15,000 people, and sometimes, well, most of the time, finishing it. So I'm an athlete in that by doing this for the last 15 years of my life, I have transformed my body to a body of an athlete. As you know, Peter, when we run 3-4 times a week and a long run on the weekend, we literally transform the way our cells respond to this pressure, the demand, oxygen, to osmosis of hydration, and how our tissue, our ligaments, our tendons, our muscle rebuild, and how our liver and kidney take care of the business, you know, because we, when we run 5-10 miles, we detoxify a lot. So that places a demand on the cleansing. We sweat, we get rid of stuff in there. So that's what an athlete is. You become in a fine-tuned mode on many levels, and it's a pleasure, and it's a way of staying healthy, and I believe it's a way of longevity if you don't abuse it. In that sense, I'm an athlete, but I'm, you know, I don't win races anymore.
And not everybody is an athlete. What we really help people understand is respecting the instrument, is giving our bodies a sacred place in our lives that we take care of. And, of course, to exercise is very important and helps complete the picture for many people who might do all kinds of other things and don't think of exercise as have any value to them. So what you were talking about, the opportunities that you get from exercise are so important. And it's about being conscious. It's all about consciousness and conscientiousness at the same time, because we have to make room for it and create our priorities in life. And so you and I speak the same language about these many aspects of reality that we need to bring together in a package. And I think a lot of our listening audience are people who aspire to that as well. So I'm happy to be talking with you about the full picture, and then we'll get into some more specifics about how to nurture ourselves even better. Because we can make a life of it, but we can't get carried away with taking hundreds of pills a day. And, you know, you can walk into a vitamins shop and look around and walk out with a whole store because everything sounds good.
Yes, absolutely. You, every day you're presented with a new discovery, a new article. I was reading recently, or someone asked me a question about a particular product, and often I mask my opinion because I used to study supplements one by one for decades, and I had become quite a bit of an expert. And you don't lose, you know, once you've learned how to dissect a proposal, you look under the hood soon enough and you find out, you know, the pros and cons. Anyway, so in looking to this one, it was a supplement manufactured by a MLM company, multi-level company, a network marketing company, a very aggressive company. I won't name them. And the formulator of this new supplement, very exciting new supplement apparently, his claim to fame was that he had already, manufactured or brought to the market 600 supplements previously. And that's when I ruled that supplement out, you know. I mean, he keeps bringing supplement on the market every month because I suppose the 600 don't work. Anyway, I'm a little bit sarcastic, but that was my answer to the fellow that asked the question of me. You know, you really have to understand that there's people that do a business of selling anything that sells. You know, the recent Vogue, what is being talked about on Dr. Oz or so forth, that's what people try to sell instead of the reality.
So when we get down to the reality, we talk about maintaining our health the best way that we can, and we're given all kinds of input from all kinds of places, and we have to discern. We how do we know that all these people really don't have the answer or do have the answer, you know, where do we look for an answer? And then there are ways to break it down. As you said, you can see the good side and the bad side. And it adds up to complicating their lives in ways that probably create more stress than it's worth.
And not just stress from having to choose and purchase and select, but the actual confirmation of most of these supplements. We know in the field, in natural alternative wellness, that 95% of the offered supplements on the market are, you know, I can use the term BS, literally. I mean, people like Dr. Mercola will say it blatantly. Dr. Oz, even though he presents every day something new, he will also state that be wary, most of them are not, you know, good if they're not pure or the right makeup or if it's too large of a dose. And then if you start mixing supplements without any reasons, without any logic, and on top of that, as you know, what is it, about 70% of Americans take pharmaceutical drugs, either over-the-counter drugs or prescribed medication, and then they start mixing that with a bunch of supplements because they are currently popular.
Well, I was speaking.
That's a problem.
I was speaking with a client yesterday who had a medical condition, and the doctor prescribed a drug, and then all of a sudden there are all these side effects, and now there are all these other drugs that need to be prescribed to handle all the side effects.
Yeah, I, you know, we've spoken about this frequently, but I propose that it's not about what we put in. Health is not about adding stuff. It's more about, you know, getting out of the way of our innate intelligence, cellular intelligence and metabolic intelligence that, after all, built us. If you recall, Peter, you were born from a sperm and an egg, and with constantly splitting cells, you've become 100 trillion cells, and today you'll probably regenerate billions of cells. As you know, you are continuously rebuilding yourself. This is, you know, no one can replace this innate power of regeneration, of repair. And no one can, no MD, no ND can build one hair on your body. So we forget that. We are led to believe that some pill, some doctor, a naturopath or an MD or a new pill will fix this this complex human metabolism that is literally more complex than the galaxy and many galaxies that we live in.
Well,
I
think we have to simplify, and we can get more and
correct.
More complex about all the science. And you talk about lifestyle so much, and you represent a healthy lifestyle. And so much of it is how we eat, what we eat, the way we breathe, the way we, where we live, how we live. And that is the criteria for health.
Let me maybe give you a hint of what I propose to people. Very simple, and it does not entail having to read all kinds of books and articles, even though I've done it out of curiosity. I was very attracted by these pitch, you know, on television or in a magazine, and gradually, after decades of doing that and realizing the futility of most of it, I began to use common sense, our innate instinctual common sense that we all have, our consciousness, that for billions of years, nobody used supplements, nobody took medication. You know, we used our common sense. For example, my mom passed at 90 years old, never took supplements or drugs, except when she was forced during some pregnancy at the hospital, during delivery or something. Even though she had her first five kids at home, me being the last one born in her bedroom, she always refused and didn't believe in any of these strange names like vitamin C or mommy, you got to take your omega. First of all, she was earlier than that generation, but I think you get the meaning. But what she knew, and this is what I recall as I coming around to my instinct, she used to say, son, go get me some apples. Go get me some strawberry. Oh, look, the strawberries are in season. Or go get me, you know, food. She knew the name of the food that she loved and that made her feel good, and she knew how to prepare them, period. So I suggest to go back there. Otherwise, I suggest, as you mentioned earlier, water is a critical component of human metabolism, of cellular metabolism. We have to hydrate with good water, filtered water, because you can't trust tap water. Oxygen, I shouldn't say oxygen, I apologize. The air we breathe is a whole food. And by the way, water is a whole food. It is full of trace elements, if you let it be, and microbes on the microscopic level that are not an issue. It's only the larger particles, such as chlorine, and when there's overabundance of certain poisons. But our body is geared to deal with microbes and trace elements, which are part of the whole water. And similarly, with the air we breathe, we know in science, in energy science, that we get 80% of the strong energy, which is the atomic energy, from the air that we breathe, which is from the trace particles in the air that we breathe, not from the oxygen. Oxygen is a component of the air. So respect the breath and breathe deeply and be conscious of your breath. That's the first food. You can live for months with the breath.
I met a breatharian one time.
And I should say, you cannot live for a minute without the breath.
Right.
That's what I meant to say.
Well, this was a guy who only lived on breathing.
There's been a few documented cases.
Yeah.
And certainly, I have met a lady once. Her name was Saima, a saint, and an Indian lady who had claimed to be a breatharian for a few years, and her doctor had recently suggested she starts eating again. That's when I actually introduced her to our green food product. Otherwise, I recommend exercise as much as 4 or 5 days a week. You got to shake, you got to move the thing, you know, you got to increase breath, increase heat in your body so that cellular respiration, every cell in your body has to exercise from that exertion, and then resting. It's a wonderful help. And it's not about adding anything. It's about cleansing. Really, when you move, and breathe, you're cleansing. You have sweat, and it goes through your lungs, through your stools, through your urination. And it's a very important affair that we should do every day if we can. And then comes the diet, which I simplify. The first simplification is think of food not as medicine anymore, not as also as just pleasure. It should be pleasant. It should be a ritual of eating with family and friends and with feeding your temple. But I now call food fuel. No longer let thy food be thy medicine. I think that's passé. That's a mistake. Hippocrates, when he said that, meant well. At the time, hundreds of years ago, he was competing with chemists and so forth, the discovery of bleeding people and things like that. And so he was promoting that food should be medicine. And today, with quantum physics, having learned about energy, we realize that food is fuel, and it's about thus selecting the best fuel. Human body is an incredible refinery, filtration and elimination. We can eat millions of variants of food, unlike a car, you know, that can only be fed gasoline. We can eat a variety, endless variety, from all over the world, and our incredible digestive system will deal with it and get out of food, not medicine, energy. We get carbohydrates, sugar, from photosynthesis, from the plants, mostly is the best source of that kind of energy, from the food we eat, and other energy I mentioned earlier called the strong energy, which is from trace elements and minerals that we get from the air we breathe, and of course the mineral in our food.
And I look for cleansing and building of you know, protein building, and the full spectrum of what food offers is it's so powerful if you were eating food that actually has nutrients in it.
Yes, but you notice, you'll notice I haven't named any of those yet, like protein and vitamin C and vitamin D. You know, I'm walking away from what would be the nutritionist, the separate, the isolate model, because it's a game with no end. What we know now of the most popular elements that are sold as supplements, you know, what, 30, 40, or 100, doesn't matter. If you count vitamin E, D, all the minerals that are sold, the antioxidant, the carotenoid, and so forth, you're still leaving out thousands and thousands of different phytonutrients and critically important aspects that are in a whole apple or in a broccoli. We, you know, we, as we discover particles in our food, we name them and then it becomes a supplement. And then we forget, you know, let me give you an example. I ask people, how many nutrients are there in an apple? You know, or I'll say, how many gears are there in a watch, in a pocket watch? They'll say, I'll show it to them. There's about 100 or depending on the complexity of the watch. And I say, if you eat a bunch of gears, will that give you the time? Right? Like a whole, like an assembled.
I love that. That's a great analogy.
But then the punchline, Peter, is that the apple, if you look at the list of nutrients in an apple, you will find 500 that are visible and more that are not detectable. They're too small.
Well, I want to talk about food with you, just
you.
Because we're getting near
okay.
We're getting near the end of the show. We only have a half an hour, and I want to get to a point. I mean, we'll do some more shows because you have so much to offer, and I'd like to talk about a superfood because that's where you've been hanging your hat lately a lot on this one. Combination of algae actually, and it's a beautifully designed composition.
Yes.
And we're talking about 5,000 micronutrients, 110 minerals, essential fatty acids, all kinds of opportunities in one food, and that's why it's called a superfood. So can you talk a little about your superfood?
Yes. Well, it's a blend of four microalgae, so it is whole food, 100% organic. It is grown in a pristine environment using hot geyser spring water as the fertilizer, so there is no artificial fertilizer. It is also grown in what is called a closed system, bioreactors, so as to protect it from airborne pollution like you would find today, on all bodies of water on Earth, as well as airborne, you have incredible pollution that affects these microalgae that grow on the surface of water like that. So the environment where they're grown is extraordinarily pure. And they're also grown following 20 years of research sponsored by the former Academy of Science of Soviet Russia. So this was very, very serious research. So the technology of how to grow these algae, how to grow them to be more concentrated, so we call them bioalgae concentrated. Bio stands for organic. And they deliver, Peter, it was measured at 5,000 nutrients at the time of the research in 1985-1990. Since then, with advance in microscopy, we have now identified that these types of algae that are in this bio superfood is more than 30,000 now that we know of classified as phytonutrients. So that the protein and the minerals, they're the gross element, if you wish. But as you go down towards the small, you come across the carotenoid, the lutein, the lycopene, the zeaxanthin, alpha-carotene, and the incredible array of carotenoid that are popularly known as antioxidant, but they're really, and that's the discovery for me, they're really servants of food. the food in which they belong, and of other food that you're going to consume throughout the day for facilitating, remember what food is, fuel. So for facilitating energy transfer to the cellular level. So that's why these bio superfoods that I am so affectionate with are so efficient. It's about efficiency of a food on a scale of 1 to 10. These bio superfood, ounce for ounce, you know, a capsule is very small, but can affect the metabolism of an elephant, one capsule, one third of a gram, within 20 minutes, so that the elephant may stop limping if it has an inflammation, or the elephant may stop having certain pain in 20 minutes, because that small capsule has enough of energy transfer support nutrients to increase the metabolism of particularly of the brain of the organism. And that's why they're called brain food, because they have an ability, because of their purity and these types of energy transfer, they're called energy transfer nutrients, these carotenoids, because they facilitate entry into the brain for more than normal food. Now, we could talk a lot about it, but it's a very simple approach. It's a green superfood, which you take 3, 4, 5, or 6 times per day, let's say at a couple hour intervals throughout the day. It facilitates, it increases your brain energy. And when your brain has more energy, the scientist, Dr. Kerouac, would say the rest of the body is a no-brainer. That's how he views it. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. And that is the this efficiency mechanism of action of this superfood, is to gently increase the brain energy, which in turn increases pancreatic energy, digestive energy, elimination energy, your liver power, and your muscle, and your inflammation metabolism is restored, and your repair metabolism and regenerative metabolisms are increased. For example, even while I'm running 20 miles, I have no injury. I have recovery. After the race, I'm social, because throughout the race, I consume these capsules. So it's a complex explanation, possibly, but it's such a simple approach to increasing body energy.
And that's the point, is simplicity in life. To get down to the basics, to eat the correct foods, and to keep it correct, and even fasting occasionally, too.
You know, Peter, that's the only supplement, and it's not even a supplement, I call it a complement to my diet, that I've been taking for 12 years, and I used to take 20, 30 different supplements in those days, in the 1990s and early 2000. Now I only take this one. And I eat a reasonable diet. I'm not perfect, but I eat a lot of plants, mind you, and though I do eat a little bit of meat once in a while, mostly because I'm married and I want to stay married, and meaning my wife enjoys a little bit more than me. I kind of stay away from meat, but I'm fine. And I eat a lot of fruit. I eat some of all of that raw. In the plants and fruits, of course. And it's not complicated. I choose organic food, of course, consciously. And variety is very important. As you know, we human can eat millions of variants in our food, so it's a gift. And it's also, with variety, you will bring the different colors in your body of all of the colorful food. And you bring these pigments that we're talking about additionally, the carotenoid from beta carotene from carrot, the lutein from tomato, the lycopene, I should say, from tomato, and so on and so forth. There are thousands of these types of important phytonutrients that you get from a varied diet. And that's the idea of the varied diet. You spread your chances across rather than stick to, you know, too much of a simple diet where you might miss out. For example, you know, potatoes and chips, you'll miss out on thousands of these important nutrients. Or the classic American diet of meat and potato, you know, breakfast with eggs and bacon, that's too limiting. You have to evolve as you age. You've got a lifetime to learn to eat a varied diet.
And nowadays, there's a lot of prepared foods, fresh foods around, salads and different opportunities that you can buy that have already been put together. We only have a minute left, and it's so much fun talking with you. We could go on and on. Roland Thomas, how can people get in touch?
I think I'm going to point out the website so they can look at what I'm talking about. I'm going to give two. One is called bioage.com, B-I-O-A-G-E.com, bioage.com, and to find out a whole lot more about this whole concept of superfood. I wrote a book, but also it's at a website called themagicisback.com. Themagicisback.com, all spelled out, themagicisback.com, lowercase, uppercase, it doesn't matter. And from there you can email me, and there's a phone number on the bioage.com website. And we have people that will answer your question. You might be skeptical. You might have very interesting questions. And we'll help you with all of that.
Thank you, Roland. Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking with you. And thanks for being a guest on Energy Stew.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
You too. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com. I can be reached at Peter at HeartRiver, H-E-A-R-T, river.org, or 212-222-7748. And thank you so much for listening.